Hi, this is Betty with Beyond the Dalit, and I want to share a little bit today about something that came up for me while I was watching the replay of Barbara Yoder's message at Glory of Zion's Starting the Year Outright conference. It just ended this past Sunday, which I think was the 5th of January. Anyhow, so I'm turning this on so I can watch the replay, and I'm listening to it. And as she begins to speak, you know, a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, a lot of times I'm playing something in the background while I'm doing something else. I think a lot of us will do that. And I just really felt like what I needed to do was just stop everything else and just listen to the message. So I'm turning everything else off and closing all the books and doing, you know, whatever. And I'm really glad I did, because I really felt like there's something God wants to speak to me right now. And if I'm not giving him my undivided attention, I'm going to miss it. And I got to say, that kind of sums up where I've been at with the Lord recently. And as Barbara Yoder began to speak, everything she was saying is like, honey, you're reading my mail. This is exactly where I've been. I've been in this place where, you know, and then it's fill in the blank, I guess, you know, and I want to focus on what God is doing. I want to focus on faith. I want to focus on, you know, where Christ is seated in heavenly places. And I want to focus on who I am in Christ. And I got to tell you, nothing's been working. And as she began to share, I was really glad that I gave the message my undivided attention, because she not only confirmed to me what the Lord's been saying to me, but it kind of took that and just kind of packaged it in a way that put some handles on it for me, so I could kind of, oh, I can carry this now. I can carry this from here. So I don't want to repeat her message. If you want to hear any of that, go on to Glory of Zion's website. They have an amazing system where you, online, where you can watch the videos and stuff from previous sessions and conferences and stuff like that. And you have to sign up, but it's really worth it. So I'll just leave it there. So like I said, I don't want to focus on Barbara Yoder's message as much as I want to focus on what it is that God has been saying to me. And then why bring it up? Because we need each other. We need the body of Christ. We need to hear the Lord speaking to us through others. Now, I got to tell you, I didn't go back and watch all the other sessions. I've watched a few, but I really felt led to listen to this one today. And again, as she begins to speak, she's confirming just and I don't want to get into like the frustration of where I've been at and all that, but suffice to say, it's been a very challenging season, and I'm coming out of a very, very, very challenging season. The last 3 years have been rough. Now, those of you who follow me, you know this, because I've been sharing a lot about the struggle and all of that. And there's a reason, sometimes there's a reason you need to share the struggle so that other people can relate with the difficulties and the challenges and all of that that we're all facing right now. You know, there's a lot that's going on. But one of the things I want to zone in on today, and I want to really kind of focus on this one aspect, is sometimes we get so focused on the warfare or the difficulties or the challenges that are there or the sicknesses that we're trying to get over and all of that. And one of the things the Lord has been saying to me for the last 3 years basically has been, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, my grace will see you through this. You have to rely on my grace. So there's times when God calls us to stand up and to take authority and to move in our authority as we have been anointed by Christ to do. And then there's times when he's saying, don't do that right now. That's not the instruction. The important thing is, what is God saying in the midst of it? And I believe we're in a time where we really need to be hearing what God is saying. What is the strategy and what are the tactics? So to know the strategy is one thing, but we have to know what steps we need to take. We have to know how God wants us to put that strategy into work. You know, how are we going to go forward? Well, one of the things the Lord has been saying to me is, I want you to come and set yourself apart for right now. Consecrate this time and reconsecrate yourself. It kind of started during Hanukkah, which is a time of rededication. It's a time when you just, you know, bring your heart back to the Lord, and it's an 8-day focus on the rededication of the temple, the light of the Lord, you know, and all of that. And I'm not going to get into a Hanukkah teaching, but typically I will do some kind of thing between me and God in the midst of my prayer time during Hanukkah that puts me mentally and emotionally and spiritually. I just come and position myself to just say, God, I'm bringing my life and my heart before you. Once again, this is my time to lay my life down before you and to rededicate my heart to God. And I do that. Okay, so I did that. And I'm like, okay, well, and I mean it. It is very, it's an authentic thing that I do. It's not just lip service. I don't do it just because it's Hanukkah. But I use Hanukkah as a time to do that. This year, when we got through Hanukkah, I just really felt like the Lord was calling me to a time of setting myself aside and really focusing on praying, getting answers, pressing through, and using communion as a touch point. So, you know, and I've done this in the past when the Lord has said, I want you to do communion every day for, you know, whatever, a week, 10 days, whatever. And I just felt like I needed to do that for the month of January. And so I was on the phone, I'm talking to my sister, and she's like, well, you know, it's funny that you bring it up because I've been kind of feeling led to do the same thing. And she suggested, she goes, you know, if we're both going to do this, why don't we can come together in the evening, you know, when the day is done, we'll come together, we'll set aside some time specifically to pray for our family. And, you know, yeah, that's great. Let's do that. And we've been doing that now since, you know, actually we started before the beginning of January. We're going to go for like 40 days. And I got to tell you, every day we've been doing it, and it's wonderful and it's great and it's all that. But my heart is being pulled and really drawn into that. That's not really what God was saying to me. Now, it's okay for me to do that, and I'm going to continue to do that. But the Lord has just been, I feel compelled. I feel like what I need to do is press on to lay hold of that which has laid hold of me. You know, it's that I have to press on to that upward call, the prize of that upward call in Christ Jesus. And it's like, and I'm not going to rest. My heart is being stirred right now in a way that it hasn't been for quite a while. And that's really kind of what I want to focus on for right now. I do believe that there were some things that Barbara Yoder shared that I think are very fitting with what God's been saying to me. And one is, this is a time of consecration. It's a time of setting ourselves aside and setting ourselves apart unto the Lord, separating from those things that pull us away. You know, whatever that looks like. The other thing is prayer. Absolutely. This is a time to press in through prayer. But I want to be really, forgive me here, because I don't like to put parameters on other people's prayers, but I'm going to say this. This is not a time to take our complaints to God and to just simply come in with the woe is me. Oh my God, I'm suffering so much. Here's where all the difficulties are. And I got to tell you, it's really easy to do that. Okay. I spent 2.5, nearly 3 years fighting long COVID. It's been rough. Okay. And the contending just to stay alive has been brutal. Okay. But it's easy to focus on the warfare. It's easy to focus on the contending. But this is a time for our contending to shift. Now it's time to lay hold of the promises that God has made to us. And that's individual. But it's time for us to go, yesterday is over, regardless of that which is contending against me. I need to contend with my own soul. I need to bring my soul, my mind and my emotions, I need to bring them into submission and to take authority over my internal life and say, despite my circumstances, I'm going to get my mind off of my circumstances and onto Christ. I'm going to not allow my situation to dictate my emotions. I'm going to bring my emotions to the Lord and go, Lord, here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm dealing with. But I don't want to stay in this place. I don't want to stay in the muck and the mire of this emotional state. I want to know and understand and believe you for all that which is mine, because I am a joint heir with Christ. I am seated with him in heavenly places. He is my resource. He is my supply. Now, in that, I want to say, you know, there was a word, and I shared this in a podcast a while back. Some of the things the Lord had said to me was that there's something coming. And I hesitate to share things because when it has what can be interpreted as a negative overtone, because that's not where our focus needs to be. So I'm going to say it, but I need you to hang on and not shift into fear. Okay? Because I really need you to not shift into fear. So what the Lord was saying to me, and he's been telling me for years, there's something coming. It's going to be worse than the Great Depression. Okay. I don't think any of us can look at the economy right now and not see the danger zone that's ahead of us. Okay. Here's the thing. There's something greater than the world system and our economy, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our provider. He not only is our provider, he's our provision. He not only is our supplier, he is our supply. He's not only our supporter, he is our support. We can lean in and trust in and rely on him because, you know, I like how my brother often puts it. He says, God hasn't lost the recipe for manna. He still knows how to produce a miracle. He still knows how to produce supernatural results. And we have to keep in mind that we serve a supernatural God. We have to keep in mind that God is God and we're not. And God, you know, a lot of times I think that I know this is one of the pitfalls I have to steer clear from is in going, yeah, but you don't understand my situation. You don't understand what I'm dealing with. Well, you know, back at you, you know, if I went in to all the different situations and circumstances and contention that has come against me in my lifetime, I would have to sit here and go, you know what, God, if that's all this life is about, then I'm done. I'm out of here. Take me home. I have no reason to exist. But there's a purpose and a plan, and we have to understand that we need a new infusion of Holy Spirit. We need, it's almost like we need to get rebaptized. You know, whether that's a baptism in water, just as an outward sign, but I believe we really need to be rebaptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, as I have been pressing in for this last week, 2 weeks now, I got to tell you, I can feel things stirring and turning within me, but it's only because God is faithful. He watches over His word to perform it. But as we go through the challenges and the difficulties that are in life, we cannot give in to the anxiety. We cannot get into the fear of what might be. We can't stay focused on earthly things. We have to set our eyes and fix our gaze on a higher place, because we are not of this world. We are citizens of heaven. We are citizens of an eternal kingdom. We are spiritual beings that happen to be residing in a physical earthly body. And sometimes those earthly bodies start to break down. You know, I mean, they just do. But the Word of God says that if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then He will quicken your mortal bodies. So in other words, the Spirit of the Lord can do miracles within our physical bodies. You know, our humanity is subject to His divinity. We have to know and understand our God. And we have been through a season where what we've done, let me try to rephrase this. We're coming out of a time when you know, we were operating in an anointing, let's say. We were operating with a measure of the Spirit, a measure of His grace, and things were working a certain way, okay? Like, you know, and I think, you know, Barbara Yoder shares something similar in her the beginning of her message. It's you open up the Word and you used to connect with the Lord a certain way, and for some reason that's not happening. Or, you know, you're in your prayer closet, and for intercessors, this is totally unnerving, because, you know, we live in that place of intercession. We live to be in the prayer closet. We live to have that connection with the abiding, manifested presence of God. And we're looking to connect with the Spirit of God. And that hasn't been happening in the same way. And we've had to let go of how we used to connect with God and how we used to receive from God. And I'm not talking about settling for less. I'm saying we've been through a time where God has been shifting that so as to disconnect us from something that was, so that He can take us into something different that's coming. His word has been, "Behold, I do something new." Okay? Can't you see it? My response is, no, I can't. Why? Because I'm not receiving the same way I used to. Well, what does that mean for us right now? I believe we're in this pocket of time, this window of opportunity to press in a new way and to basically take out all the stops. I don't care if you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm like, I'm so desperate. You know, I'm like, I really am. I am desperate to connect with the Spirit of the living God. I am desperate to connect with God. And because what used to happen isn't happening anymore, I have to go, okay, God, it isn't because I have fallen into sin and now sin has separated me from the presence. That's not it. God is doing a new thing. So what worked before isn't working now. That just simply means we're in a different spiritual season. So something has shifted. That's all this is. Something has shifted. And now we have to connect differently. Well, I don't know how to do that. God's doing something new. He's never done this before. He's never done this in my life before. And the more people I'm hearing and talking to on this level, they're all saying the same thing. Well, honestly, I've been in a season where I just haven't been connecting with God. And it's not like I'm numb, but it feels like it because I'm not having that same, that revelatory anointing that's there and all the whatever language you want to put to that, it's been lacking. And it's like, you know, in the beginning, I'm going, God, what's wrong? You know, until I finally pick up on the fact that nothing is wrong, something is different. And it's not just, oh, gee, there's a warfare against the saints. Well, there has been, but this piece is different. This is something where basically it's as if the old anointing, I'll call it, needed to be completely pressed out so that there was nothing left of that old deposit. It's almost like a bank account that needed to get drained and closed out and go, you know what? We're doing something completely new. We're shifting banks. We're not even going to go with the same thing anymore. We're going to close that account. And we're going to open up a whole new account, okay? Different bank, a whole different way of storing the resources are now going to start coming from a different place. But the only way for us to receive it and to be ready for it, to receive this new anointing, this new deposit, meant that we had to go through a time where we got depleted of the old stuff. The old anointing, the old deposit, okay? And that, I got to tell you, for me, that's gone, you know? I mean, it's just, there is nothing left. I can't force it. I can't make it happen. I can lay hands on you and pray for you, but I can't make the anointing show up. I can't get into my prayer closet the way I've done before and, you know, anoint my head with oil and get my prayer shawl, cover my head and even commune. I can't do the things I used to be able to do and get the same results. The results aren't coming. I have to do this differently. Only I don't know what that means. So, and that's what God's been saying. He's been telling me, he goes, Betty, you don't know what's coming. You have no clue. As much as God has already told me about what's coming, I still have no clue what's coming. But what I do know is this, it's not the same. And one thing the Lord showed me years ago that he's reminded me of recently is that there was this old deposit and there's a new deposit coming, this anointing, and he doesn't want them mixed together. That's why this former deposit that was there has to be drained out so that it doesn't intermingle with the new thing, because the new thing is so new and so different, it will get, I don't want to use the word defiled, but it'll get tainted with that because of our understanding of how it operates. It's so entirely different that it's so completely different. It's kind of like the difference between before you got saved and after you got saved, and you go under that the water of baptism, and you come up and you've been made a new creature, in a new creation in Christ. You know, the old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. We're at that point again. And it's not about, oh my God, you lost your salvation. No. The anointing is there's a new anointing that's coming. And in order for us to be prepared to receive it, we've had to go through this dry spell. We've had to go through this very difficult time in order for all of that old deposit to get used up. Well, let's say all the funds that were in that bank account, they're gone now. Okay? It's all gone. There's nothing left. There's not even pennies left in that. But the new thing is beginning to show up. Right now, at this point in time, what God is saying is set yourself apart. Take some time to give God your undivided attention. And I know I'm asking a lot. I know what it's like to be a single mom with four kids and not have a minute to myself. But I got to tell you, there will be creative ways God comes up with. If you really want what God has for you, you'll find a way. When we really want it, we'll find a way. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the bathroom, whatever it is. And some of us, back in the day, we didn't even get that. But there are ways God is going to show you, and he's going to tell you individually what you need to do. You know, for me, it was, here's what I want you to do. Get some communion stuff, and I want you to do this, and I want you to start. He told me he wanted me to go back and read through the epistles again, and I'm like, well, okay, I mean, I can do that. You know, and I'm like, I wasn't getting anything out of it. I got to be honest with you. When I first started that, I'm like, this is like trudging through mud. You know, I'm reading it. I'm reading it, but I'm not connected. It's hard for me to say this, not because I don't want to admit it, but because I don't want anybody to lose hope, okay? Because that's not where this is going. This is essential. I know it's been a barren season. I know it's been dry. I know it's been a challenge. But we're going to have to come back and get back into the Word again, whatever that looks like. And for me, I got to tell you, one of the things that works for me, and this is just me, is I'll buy a new Bible. And you know, I used to do that every year. I would buy a new Bible, different version. And it was one of the things I did. It was a between me and God kind of a thing. And it was like, I'm coming in fresh. I want to hear the fresh word of the Lord. And I would take and just, I would get that new Bible and I would just begin to read out of that new Bible. And I'm like, now I haven't done that in a long time. And as I was praying into this and I'm like, well, God, if you want me to read through the word, that's great. And I'll do that. But everything's fallen flat for me right now. I need something. Show me what to do. And I'm like, oh, wait, okay, I can do that. Go online, order myself a new Bible. That came in the mail. I'm like, oh, thank God. And I'm like, you know what? I got to tell you. It's not that, oh my goodness, the heavens have opened and the angels of the Lord have descended and I'm now being ministered to, you know, in miraculous and amazing ways. It hasn't quite hit that yet, but I got to tell you, every time I open the Word, there's something getting cracked open a little bit more and a little bit more, and it's almost as if it's chipping away at something, and I know that a new opening, it's as if a new open heaven is beginning to I manifest, I guess, is the right word. I don't know, appear maybe. I'm struggling for words because, again, I just don't want to give you the wrong impression. But, you know, I love the Word of God and I love connecting with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word because He's the living Word. And I love coming into the Word and meeting with Christ in the Word of God. That is one of my most favorite things to do. And I got to tell you, through this time where that deposit, that anointing has been fading, it's been a challenge for me to do that. You don't understand. I have been in the Word from the time I could read. Okay? So I love being in the Word. So for somebody like me who loves the Word, and I live and breathe, and it's like it's imprinted on my heart, and it's like, yeah, no, that's it. Everything was erased. Everything. It's like all my experience in God and all of my communion with Him over the years, and my even at one point, and this is, you know, probably within the last 6 months, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I've kept a journal for years, and there was a point where, and again, it was a very difficult thing for me to do, because I'm like, these journals represent my history in God. And God says, I want you to take those and put them in the dumpster. And I'm like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Oh my God, you don't know what you're asking. And I'm like, and I'm practically hyperventilating. Okay. Because my life, these journals represent my love relationship with God. They're like love letters between me and the Lord. This is my life in God. I got to tell you, there's like 25 years in these particular journals. And he's like, Betty, do you remember? I asked you to do that once before. And he did. This was years ago, probably close to 25 years ago now. And I went, okay, I'll do it. And I did. And my whole life in God began to shift after that. And he said to me again this time, he's like, Betty, I want you to understand something. You're not going to need to rely on your old history. Nobody can take your history away from you. It's there regardless of the record of it that you have. And he goes, you don't need that. He goes, I'm taking you into a new place. There is a new and a fresh thing that you're going into, and it's important for you to sever yourself from that old thing. And I'm like, yeah, but you're the old thing. And he goes, yeah, trust me. And I just, you know, took a deep breath, and I took one of my sons over to I have him in storage. We went over to my storage unit. I knew I had to do it. And I'm like, I got to tell you, I think I have like two of these huge bins full of journals. And I'm like, they're so heavy, I can't even pick them up. There's so many in there. And my son graciously helped me, and we took them. And I went, can I ask you to put them in the bin? Can I ask you to put them in the dumpster? And he's like, yeah, Mom, I will. And he did. And I'm like, but I got to watch. I'm like, I got to make sure they're actually in there. And it was, oh, it was hard. It was a hard cutoff. And I got to tell you, even afterward, I mean, there were weeks later, I'm just like, oh, I just so regret having done that. And you know, and was that really God? And I'm like, you know what? No, I can't question that now. I can't question you. I can't get it back anyway. But I can't question that now. God said, Betty, you need to sever yourself completely from what was before. And even the record, even that physical, tangible paper, okay? Chuck it. Get rid of it. The new thing that's coming, it reminded me afterward of the word he had given to me before about the old anointing and the new anointing not being able to mix. And he said, I don't want any mixture. He goes, I'm bringing something so new. You've never gone this way before. This is a path you've never taken before. There's nothing from your history that can prepare you for where I'm taking you. It's that different. There's nothing you've done before. I don't care what ministry you've done. I don't care how many encounters with God you've had. I don't care how many times you've been taken up to heaven. I don't care how many times the heavens have opened and angels have descended upon you. This is going to be different. And he said, this is why it all had to be erased. It all had to be gone. Everything that you know and understand about connecting with God had to be removed. because all those old grooves, all those old pathways, you know, it's kind of like our brain has a kind of muscle memory. And it's like, you know, which is why I would buy a new Bible every year, because, you know, I like to write notes in my Bible, and, you know, so I'd open it up and all the old notes are there. All the old highlighting is there, and I'm not going to not do that, okay? I'm going to tear up a Bible. I am going to plow through these. Every Bible I have has markings in them, you know, and because that's me and that's who I am. And when I would get the new one, it was kind of like having a fresh, clean slate, and it's like, it's laid out differently. The print is different. I have to connect with it differently. And because it's a different version, it's a different English version, I'm having to slow down to read it because my mind isn't already going with what it's been versed in my whole life. You know, I cut my teeth on New American Standard. So when I read the Bible, it's like when I need to go back to my roots, I reach for my NASB all every time. And I have one that I've had since I was like 20 years old. And I will reach for that. But when I really need to hear from God and I need a fresh anointing and I need a fresh deposit of God, I can't go for where I used to be. I have to go on to a new place. And I have to let go of where I have been and what I used to connect with. I have to go and connect differently now. And that's what God is saying to us in this hour. It's time to let go of where we've been. It's, you know, it's take by faith that God is leading us, that He has not abandoned us, that He hasn't left you at the side of the road. You know, He didn't leave you at the rest stop and everybody else got in the car and took off. You know, no, He did not leave you. But what He has done is He has erased those places. He has withdrawn from you. He's drawn out of you all of that old deposit. And now we're empty. Now we're empty. And that's a good thing, because now we can be taken into the new thing where we can just simply be an empty vessel and come before the Lord and say, God, fill me up. Bring that new deposit. Lord, I'm going to contend for a new deposit, not so that I can go back to the old things I was doing. I need to know what have you called me to? Because I know you've told me in the past, but I need a new vision. I need a new revelation. I need a new understanding. Where are you taking me from here? Because that old deposit got me to this point. It was great. This there's nothing bad about the old deposit. It got us to where we are right now. It got us here, which is why I've been camped on this Shakyanu prayer, which is, you know, blessed are you, O Lord God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive and sustained us and brought us to this season. You've brought us to this now time. You've brought us here to today. And it's an amazing thing to be brought to a new threshold. You know, so it's, you know, there's a new threshold that God is installing. And we have to be ready to cross over this new threshold. Kind of like as Barbara Yoder was putting it in her message, it's kind of like crossing the Jordan. You got to get up and you got to put your feet in the water. Well, all that means is we need to take a step of faith. But we have to take a new step of faith. You know, we can't rely on the things He's told us before. I know the words God has told me in the past. I know about the territories and the call of God and the anointing of God that's been on my life. I understand the gifts and the callings and all of that that have been there up until now. But if what God is saying is true, that there's something new, then I have no understanding for it. I have no grid work for it. I have no answers for it. I have no strategy, and I have no vision for it, because I haven't been given the vision yet. So what we need to do, what we need to be doing now at this point, is calling upon the name of the Lord. We need to be calling out to God and pressing in for new vision. God, open my eyes, anoint my eyes that I can see, you know, open my ears that I can hear you. Give me fresh revelation, not just, oh, gee, give me a word that I can share with somebody else. No, transform me so that I am no longer the person I was, and anoint me in a new way. Bring a fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit. Infuse me once again. Fill me to overflowing so that I can step out and walk in the abundance of your Spirit in a new and different way than I have ever known before. Take us into the miraculous. Take us into, even if we've seen miracles in the past, this is going to go beyond. What God is taking us into is going to so far go beyond what we've ever known before. There's no roadmap for this. God has to go before us and pave the way, and that's what I believe has been happening. So I want to end this by just simply praying for us, and then let's just see where this goes, right? So Father God, we come before you today. I thank you that your throne is established in eternity and your kingdom rules over all. I thank you, Lord God, that my life is hidden with you in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you are separating me from the past. You have even eliminated the old. You've completely drawn out all the old anointing, and I'm now left in this place of being empty. Lord God, as we sit here today before you as empty vessels, Lord, we ask that you come with a new deposit of your Spirit and infuse us, baptize us new. Open our eyes in a new way. Give us a new vision, a new understanding. Show us the assignment that you have for us, the calling, the territory, the nations to which you have called us. Father God, I ask that you would open up the heavens and come down. Lord, fulfill the word that you have spoken to each and every one, and give everyone who's listening to this message the understanding of what you've called them to. Give them that new vision. Give them that new deposit, Lord God. All of the resources and supply that will be needed, both heavenly and earthly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Whew. Well, thanks for hanging out with me today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.